Upon arriving home, Brian observed that his mother was almost done preparing lunch, while his father was mending a fishing net that he had spread between two trees in front of his house. Brian decided he'd talk to his dad before eating.
How are things going, son? How was school? Did other children arrive?
No, Dad. I'm the only one who arrived. And after a while, Marta also showed up. But the teacher did not teach us a normal class. Instead, he told us about climate change and left us an assignment. That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Let's see. So what happened to you? You look worried. Tell me.
Brian's face showed a lot of concern as he explained everything to his dad he had learned that day.
He told us to go to talk to people in town and to find out how is climate change affecting them.
Joe was sad to see his son's concerned look.
Okay, I see. And what did people tell you?
Well, everyone is having problems, Dad, in their homes, their businesses, and their crops. And the teacher says that this is something that cannot be stopped, that we can only adapt to living in these conditions. That is why I wanted to ask you if you can think of something that you could do with the rest of the fishermen.
You know, a couple months ago, some persons from an organization came to us to talk about this, and together with the fishermen, a proposal came up to create fishing replenishment zones. That is, areas where the fish can reproduce and grow so that there are more fish available, and later we can have more to catch. The same protection will be applied to mangrove reef areas, which will be recovered and be in better condition. Next week, we will have a meeting with the rest of fishermen to talk about this. You may join if you want to.
Brian was happy to hear that fishermen were already looking for solutions to adapt to climate change.
That's great, Dad!
Yes, of course, I do want to go!
The next day, Brian and Marta got together to go to school. They were talking while they paddled all the way. Marta told him that her father had told her about some ideas that he had heard, and Brian talked about the idea that his father had told him about the fishing replenishment zones. They were both hopeful that things could improve.
This education program is brought to you by the Smart Coast Project, led by the World Wildlife Fund in collaboration with the Coastal Zone Management Authority and Institute. This project is part of the International Climate Initiative from the German government.